Hey, welcome back to the Bryant Park Project from NPR News, online all the time at npr.org/Bryant Park. I'm Allison Stewart, along with Rachel Martin. It has been a heavy, heavy news cycle lately with all the protests in Tibet. You've had all the political discussions about race and people getting really passionate about that, not to mention the milestones that we've passed in Iraq, some of the violence there. It's time to lighten the load a little bit. Rachel, let's ramble.
Let's do it. Okay, so say you're in love and it's time to take the next step. You're ready to pop the question and you feel like maybe you want to do it in 140 characters or less. So what do? Of course, you propose via Twitter. A San Francisco web designer and Twitter user named Max Keisler did just that. He tweeted the following at 3:13 a.m. on Thursday. Quote, "To Emily Chang, after 15 years of blissful happiness, I would like to ask for your hand in marriage." 1 minute later, she tweeted back, "Yes, I do." Turns out, this is apparently not the first Twitter proposal. In March, Twitter user Garazi sent out the following, quote, "Okay, for the rest of the Twitter universe," parenthetical reference, and this is a first, folks, "will you marry me?" And someone with the handle Stefsel sent back, "OMG, I guess in front of the whole Twitterverse, I'll say, I'd be happy to spend the rest of my geek life with you." Now, Max Keisler tweeted later in the day after Emily had accepted his proposal that he was looking for judges in the San Francisco area and the wedding might happen live on Twitter. So stay tuned for that. We'll find out.
Just a note to them, they're not going to be able to have children this way. Just want them to understand that. Space news. You know, there's some really busy times up on Saturn, apparently. NASA's Cassini spacecraft has discovered evidence that Saturn's moon, Titan, may have an underground ocean of not just water, but water and ammonia. They've been doing repeated flybys of the moon's surface, and I make that sound like they do it every day. It's over a period of years they've done these flybys. Scientists, they noticed some landmarks, some canyons, some mountains, that they had moved up to 19 miles from earlier readings. That led scientists to believe that a deep internal ocean made it easier for the icy surface of the moon to move around. One Cassini scientist says Titan has one of the most varied, active, and Earth-like surfaces in the solar system. I said it's been a busy time up there. That same spacecraft has detected and recorded sounds of Saturn. The ringed planet emits intense radioactivity near its poles. We're going to listen to a little bit of what Saturn sounds like. The sound has been compressed and shifted downward in frequency so we can all hear it.
Saturn.
For real?
Sounds like evil spirits.
Saturn sounds scary. Make Saturn stop. Saturn needs to stop now. I'm a little scared.
Earth sounds like.
Thank
it's
you.
Freakish. Okay, so there's a news. This is some breaking news, folks. A new study from Indiana University's Department of Psychological and Brain Sciences. They sound smart. They have found some shocking findings.
What are it? Rachel, what could it be?
It is, dun-dun-dun-dun, men are emotionally clueless. Oh, we're taking a little bit of special Schadenfreude in this. So young men just find it difficult to tell the difference between women. This is a quote from the study, by the way. Young men find it difficult to tell the difference between women who are being friendly and women who are interested in something more. Lead researcher Corrine Ferris says, this means guys might mistake a friendly smile for a sexual come on or vice versa. The study called on undergraduate men and women to categorize the pictures of women on a computer screen. So they looked at women who were making a variety of different faces, facial expressions, and they were supposed to say whether that they were friendly, sexually interested, sad, or rejecting. And women got more right than men, and men were more likely to interpret friendly gestures as sexual interest, while women would not label behavior as indicating sexual interest without compelling evidence. I can just imagine the cartoon version of this study. Like, there's screens and there are pictures of women, a range of emotions, and every single one of them, men are like, she digs me, she digs me,
she wants
she digs me.
Me, she wants me, she wants me.
Oh, dude, she's just not that into you.
All right, here's another activity that might not be safe to do while you're driving, dunking Oreos. A 28-year-old man says he was trying to execute the classic cookie maneuver in his car when he dropped his Oreo into his milk. He told the Salisbury, Connecticut police that he was trying to fish the cookie out of the milk, which then caused him to lose control of his car and begin speeding. The man was charged with speeding and driving under a suspended license. No word yet on whether he'll also be charged with negligent dunking or misappropriation of delicious cream filling. Trisha McKinney says, no dunk driving. Just remember that, kids. Be safe out there. That's the ramble.
Oh, that was funny.